Welcome, welcome, faithful listeners, to Podfoy number 129. Joining me tonight are Brad Nicholson.
Hey!
Submit Sarkar.
Fucking Google it.
Topher Cantler.
No.
Jim Sterling.
Hello.
Aaron Lindy. And not the lovely Adam Dork, actually, as he's in Japan right now. So, I guess best wishes to him.
Getting some desu puntang.
Yeah.
He's got to be the biggest guy in the room there.
Yeah, and by room out you mean country, then I would agree with that.
He's probably the only person in the country by now. He probably just, the second he got on the plane, just, ow!
Dude, how much you want to bet the first thing he did was go to McDonald's and get the Mega Mac? the four patty, like, three egg, you know, Maxplosion?
No, you know what? He had them make the Windows 7 burger. The seven patty burger, did you see that?
Yeah, that had his name written all over it.
Like, he'll come back and be like, Adam, how was your trip? Oh, I don't know, I didn't leave the airport. There was a McDonald's there, and I just went to a Windows 7 burger. That was my trip to Japan.
All right, so games of the week. What's everyone been playing? Topher, why don't you go first?
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks when you start, right?
Not that much. I've been playing Flash. I've been playing Cartoon Maker. I did play the Dante's Inferno demo, which I was sort of impressed with. And
so you gotta tell me, what'd you like about the Dante's demo?
It looks good.
Yeah.
The animation's good.
There were tits in it.
Yeah, there were tits
veiny
in it.
Viney ones, proper viney.
They were kind of gross and didn't really move or anything.
Like when someone gets like mammary glands that are just so big, all the veins you can see under the skin, it is like that, but worse. Like your nan's tits.
Yeah. Like Jim's nan's tits.
like my nan's tits.
I played a slice of gluttony at Gen Con 2009, and the one thing I really came away from was, came away with in regards to just the game itself, and I'm not a big God of War kind of guy. So I never really had to draw that comparison. Like,
everybody keeps saying that it's like God of War, and what the fuck is wrong with that?
No, like, it is. I'm not. All right, I'll
hold on. Submit, I don't want to hear your whole spiel.
And it wasn't even going there. But what I was trying to say is, I can't really critique it because obviously I'm not like that into this genre, which I would imagine God of War sits on top of, on some magical pedestal of awesome. But I
like to beat the shit out of things, and it let me do that for a while, so that was cool.
Yeah, I love the combo system. That's what I was getting to.
Yeah, I like that too.
I'm not that great at stringing things together like fucking immediately. It's kind of like the difference between God of War 1 and God of War 2, just in terms of like how many more seconds it gives you between like it won't break your combo. I don't know how to explain this better, but it gives you more time to like, you know, ratchet in more moves. And I like that about Dante's. You keep that counter going forever. And even if you stop hitting dudes for a couple seconds, you can still resume that combo.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, I like the art direction. I like the characters all look cool. And so whatever. I mean, there's really not enough in the demo for me to say whether I really like it or not. But I like what I saw of it anyway.
Which is funny because you feel like you didn't get much from that demo, but it's one of the biggest demos I've seen.
It's big, but it's not
20 minutes. But you feel like you haven't been given enough, which I suppose
is a lot of that is cutscene, though.
Mm.
I mean, there are what, like four or five cutscenes? Something like that?
It's quite a few.
I didn't get to see any cutscenes.
It's a big demo, but there wasn't a lot of actual, you know, me beating the shit out of things. There needs to be more of that, just in general.
Outside of games.
Yeah.
Did you guys get to ride monsters?
Yeah, I rode the monster at the end. That was kind
of
cool.
That is the most blasé answer to a question of that sort I've ever heard in my life.
Which it shouldn't be, but it was, because the way that it moves and everything is so janky.
Like
that part of it I thought was janky. Like when you, especially the little fire breathe command or whatever, you spit fire at the guys, you hit the fucking button or whatever it is to do that, and it's like a good 3 or 4 seconds before he does it. By the time he lets it out, the fucking guy that you were trying to hit with it is gone.
When it does hit, though, it's
fucking... the room.
I'll say this much. Like, Dante's Inferno, as far as the beast-riding thing goes, it's probably the best one I've seen in an action game. And considering the closest rival is Golden Axe Beast Rider, that's not exactly saying much. But it's not great, but it is better than most games that give you a big monster to ride. I mean, they're always janky and clunky, and it's kind of the feel they're going for. And I think, at least in Dante's Inferno, it works better. I mean, I had a lot of fun with it.
It just means it's a beast you can control, like they said about aggro in Shadow of the Colossus, but I don't know.
No, it felt better to me than most games that give you a big beast to.
I can add.
And they don't have a lot of experience in beast riding. I'm not Brad Nicholson.
Well, you know me, but there were QuickTime events associated with you on.
Yeah, and I didn't like that shit either. Especially when you're trying to get health or whatever, when you have to break the little fountain thing. It's like, you know what the fuck I'm trying to do. Why do I have to hit circle 15 times? Why can't I just hit once and have him rip the fucking thing off?
I never understood that.
Because that's how God of War does it. And if God of War does it, Dante's Inferno does it.
I really don't think God of War, I like God of War and all, but I really don't think God of War should be the model in all of its conventions for, you know, like action, third-person action games moving forward.
I agree.
I think Devil May Cry 3 is a better example. Devil May Cry 4, not so much. Devil May Cry 3 did it well.
I don't even understand why God of War, like why you even need to hit the circle button a bunch to open a door. Like what was the point of that?
I think the initial idea was that like your input is sort of is working as an analog for how hard Kratos is working to lift that door up. But
that's okay, but it makes way less sense.
Well, no, but why does it take as if that's the case, why does it take as much force to open a door as it does to open a tiny fucking chest?
Yeah, no, I completely. I mean, that's why the second one, instead of tapping R2 or whatever, you just hold it.
Do whatever. I mean, I understand that, but it's like, I don't have to wiggle the fucking sticks back and forth to walk. You move the stick. Like, it shouldn't be as hard as it is for my character.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think that's one of the irritations I have with Arkham Asylum, too, is that you have to keep tapping buttons to open vents and shit.
Yeah. Like
just, if the purpose is to stall me and to make me nervous that a guard's going to come up behind me, just make me hold the button. I'm not going to stop. I'll just let go if I feel like I need to run away. Don't make me fucking tap it 100 times for some reason.
It's fucking irritating.
That's my problem with Dante's Inferno, and if you're gonna be so brazen as to rip off God of War,
oh come on,
what I'm let just
it's not you need...
let him finish.
The thing with Dante's Inferno is like, look, I don't have a problem with you know, sort of games in a similar vein, or even, you know, sort of you know, using mechanics or whatever from previous games, but if you're gonna do it, then refine it somehow. Like, if you're trying to present me a game that is very, 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 very similar to God of War, which, you know, which God of War 1 and 2 are two of the best action games ever made. If you're gonna try to do it better, then do it better. You know, refine those mechanics, or do something that God of War doesn't, or do something that take something that God of War did and do it better. But it doesn't do that.
I think that's a fair criticism.
I was just going to say, you know, as Topher was saying, it is a short demo gameplay wise. So I don't want to just write it off. I did enjoy the demo. I had fun beating things up and slicing them up and whatever. But I just feel like it doesn't do enough to differentiate itself from God of War. And as someone who doesn't have a lot of money to spend on games, if I've got Dante's Inferno coming out in February and I've got God of War 3 coming out in March, then I'm going to wait for the real thing, which is God of War 3, and I'm just going to put my money toward that. I mean, I might play Dante's Inferno, and I'll probably have fun with it. But I think I'd rather play God of War because, you know, it's the, you know, the real thing, so to speak.
Right. So, mate, it has taken you, right, a week, okay? A fucking week to come up with an argument that is actually good. Okay? Don't get me wrong, that is a good argument. But why didn't you just say that first? Instead of just keep saying, it's a rip-off.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, but you've been saying it before then.
The problem is we always cut him off and make fun of it.
Shut up, Brad. You're using my side here.
Because I think this happened to somebody else yesterday when they were talking about Left 4 Dead. I can't remember who.
Nobody important.
Yeah, right?
Some twat. Anyway. The point is when you call it as you called it yesterday, a wholesale ripoff, that implies straight plagiarism, which Dante's Inferno is not. Taking game mechanics from another game that works is not a wholesale ripoff. If it was called Bod of Boar and Dante was called Bratos, then, you know, we're looking at ripoff territory.
I'd play that
by
shit.
Your definition, damn right. By your definition, the fight, the combat in Uncharted 2 is a ripoff of Gears of War. It's got a cover mechanic. It uses the same shoulder buttons to aim and shoot. It's got the same type of weapons. It's got the same button for the dodge roll, the same button placement to get into cover. By your definition, Uncharted 2, the combat is a ripoff of the combat in Gears of War. You see what I'm saying?
Right, but I think it's even more shameless with God of War. And there's a great there's a great quote from David Jaffe in an interview that I think it was
Hashtag Yankees.
love you.
I think it was Dan Chu on Bitmob who interviewed David Jaffe a while ago, and he asked him, like, you know, if, like, what would you, what was, like, one thing that you wish you could have invented, and he said, "Oh, Dante's Inferno by EA. Oh, wait, I did invent that," and that's what I feel like. I mean, it's,
I think
it's
that's just, David Jaffe.
Well, you feel, yeah, you feel like an arrogant prick who thinks he's a rock star instead of a game developer. Basically, that's what you feel like. That's
no,
dickish.
I feel like he's
that
right.
That is dickish, arrogant, and he didn't fucking invent the genre of action. That is fucking arrogant. He
no,
did not
he didn't,
invent.
But he invented, but God of War...
He invented using the right stick to dodge. I will give you that. That is what God of War does differently.
No, horseshit. Horseshit.
Wait, okay.
did God Hand come out before God of War?
I don't think so.
Fuck.
Well, in that case, he invented right stick rolling. Well done, David Jaffe. Right stick to roll, which isn't even very good.
I was really
I hate
hoping
using the right stick to roll. God, I want to control the camera with the right stick, not fucking roll around. So that is his big gift, and I'm
It's more than that, though. Between Dante and God of War, I mean,
it's literally not.
We could go on.
I got a swell idea. Let's move on.
Yeah.
What have you?
Yeah.
Right
how
now?
About that,
Aaron?
What? Huh? What?
I said, what have you been playing then?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was busy moving on. That makes absolutely no sense. I've been playing not much. Well, actually, quite a bit now that I moved in. I got this new apartment thing and finally got internet, so I've been playing a lot of Modern Warfare 2 because I've been missing it. And my friends have gotten into it, like my IRL buddies, so now I have more people to play with, which is cool.
Oh, we're not your IRL buddies?
Well, no, because you live across the country.
Yo, that's fucked up, man.
I am an asshole. My PS3 died, like, the day that I moved in. Like, it worked. I was watching Blu-rays when I was packing the night before we actually moved shit out. And then the day that we moved, I put the PS3 into a, like, one of those, like a luggage bag surrounded by clothes. Very gently put it in my back seat and transported it like a fucking... It was the white glove treatment for my PS3 because I knew those things are temperamental. I get it to the new apartment. It's the first thing I do is hook it up after I get the TV going because I wanted to watch Blu-rays, and it no longer reads Blu-rays. So that's in a shop right now. I took it to a plane train to get repaired, which sucks because Pixel Junk Shooter came out on my birthday. Like, I wanted so badly to play Pixel Junk Shooter on my birthday, and I couldn't, and that blows. Instead of all that shit... Yeah, lots of Modern Warfare. I got, inexplicably, Chronicles of Riddick for the 360 because it's down to, like, $15, so I thought I'd finally give it a shot on the 360, and it's good. It's the same game I played on the PC, so that's nice. And I got Raiden 4, or Raiden 4, depending on how you swing, and I heartily recommend that shit. If you passed over Raiden Fighters Aces or whatever because you didn't want, you know, little arcade ports that didn't look all that impressive. I don't condone your action, but I sympathize in a weird sort of way. But get Raiden 4. It's so fucking good. Oh my god! And it's got a dual play function where, like, you can control player 1 and player 2 with one controller. It's awesome. Oh my god! So I heartily recommend that shit. And that's about it.
Tougher?
You did me already.
I did. I thought I did Nicholson first for some reason. Nicholson.
You did me already.
Shut up.
What's my shoe size?
Shut up.
Oh, man. I've been playing this.
You can't non sequitur your way out of this shit, Nicholson.
I'm just doing my best, you know?
Like, that shit's caught on. That's the bad thing, is that, like, a good 15% of the questions we got on the Podtoid post this week are, what are your shoe size? What's everybody's shoe size?
Do you guys want to know?
No!
Because I'm not going to tell you this week anyway. I'll tell you next if somebody asks a question, though.
Brad, you're going to regret this, though. Let me just warn you. Because for Aaron Lindy, it was all fun and games when he started up Boner Quest. Then give it 6 to 12 months of Boner Quest questions.
Yes.
Over and over, and then Aaron is like, guys, can we not do Boner Quest anymore?
Wait, hold on. Is that your Aaron Lindy? Could you do that again, please? What
wasn't
was that?
Too bad.
That, hold on, let's hear it.
Guys, can we not do Boner Quest anymore?
Is that really what I sound like in your fucking head? Oh, God.
English people doing American accents is one of the few pleasures left I have in life.
It totally is. That was awesome.
And fairly accurate.
So, Brad, what have you been playing?
Right. I've been playing The Saboteur, which I don't know if we're going to talk about later, but having a good time with that still.
We can talk about it now. There's no like news surrounding it, so we might as well talk about it now.
Okay. Well, I think the last probably 4 hours I put into it, like, I have this problem with just open world games in general, where if it's on the map, I'm going to get it. Like, and I hate that, too, because open world games have started to just reveal the locations of hidden items, like the treasure chest in Assassin's Creed 2, or the, God, I can't remember what they were in Infamous, the crystals, the shards, right? They showed those on the map, too, if you hit it in R3. Mm-hmm. So I've been collecting...
But, yeah.
Fuck, man. But anyway... Do you even own Infamous?
Yeah, I did. I bought it at the end of May.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
I prefer to think that he just goes to game FAQs and reads the control schemes for all games, so that if someone fucks up, he can correct them.
Captain Correction.
No, I beat Infamous. Infamous was good.
And yet you still haven't... How can you justify playing Infamous and not Portal, man?
Okay, hold on.
Submit, you are a court jester!
Let's pretend the game and sports star card discussion didn't happen for right now. But anyway, I was spending a lot of my time blowing up just target ambient targets around the city. I've gotten the most of the eastern section of the map cleared, which is kind of sad in retrospect, because that means I've destroyed like hundreds of objects in the game. And I do them all in, like, massive sweeps, too, because I have the upgraded charges. But I got to bring this up. It was kind of interesting. I was listening to the EA podcast earlier this afternoon, and Tom French was interviewed, and he was talking about the...
Who's Tom French?
He's the lead designer.
Oh, okay. No, I knew that. I was for the audience.
That was the most convincing excuse I've ever heard in my life.
No, I'm serious, but...
He's the dude with the mohawk and the beard. But anyway...
Soap?
No, he really does look kind of like soap in real life. he's sort of a brownish-looking soap. I met him at PAX.
He's a very impressive-looking man. Mm-hmm. When I went to see the Saboteur in E3, I was like more interested in like what he did to his face than what was going on in the game. And that's not a slam. Like, I really like it. I'm just surprised. Like, that guy is decked out. But anyway... He was saying that the ambient objects, like the guard towers and the crossings and things like that, were like a late addition.
Really?
Like that was like an afterthought. They're like, well, we got all these assets from all these deleted missions. Let's really bring in this idea of a Nazi-occupied territory. So that was like a last-minute fucking thing.
Jesus Christ. That's the fucking game.
That is the Saboteur, right? Like, you're sabotaging shit, you know? Like, I'm so surprised that this didn't occur to them. Which is what's kind of scary about Pandemic. They're always so fucking close to having a good game, but imagine if that stuff wasn't in it. Like, what would you even do? Yeah. I mean, I can't even believe that. But anyway, I've been destroying a lot of that stuff just because I can and because it's on the map and it bothers me. I'll probably never beat the game because damn, dude, it is really hard to capture like some of the lookout points, like the Brutal Legend like panoramas. Like every building you can climb on top of, like every building's climbable, I suppose, like at least in terms of the landmarks. But there's only one path. And that's what pisses me off the most about this game. There's technically like one or two paths you can take up certain objects. And it just takes so goddamn long to find that one path.
I can relate to that.
It's bothersome.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron? No, wait, you already went.
You're on a roll, sir.
What are you doing today?
I don't know.
Like, are you playing a game right now?
No.
What are you playing?
Totally fucking are. That was the guiltiest no I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know. I got my guilty denial lessons from Submit.
Well, tell us what you're playing.
No. Jim.
No,
what have you
hold
been playing?
On. No.
We gotta know this.
We're going on strike until you reveal that, because you sound vaguely embarrassed. I need to know what this is.
It's okay. Before I say what it is.
Is it Choanigi?
Yes.
Yeah! There's nothing embarrassing about that shit.
No, okay. The reason I'm doing this, before I explain what the game is because I think I already told you guys about this, but I may be giving a presentation on it, a very short one, at GDC, and I need to test something out about it, because otherwise, if I'm wrong about something about the game, and I do the presentation anyway, I'm going to look like a fucking idiot, because it's the only assumption in my sort of theory about what the game is good at, and if that assumption is wrong, then my entire theory fucking falls apart, so I need to check it by playing the game a 13th time.
Do you have to do it right now, though?
I might as
what
well.
What are we talking about? What's this game?
It's Far Cry 2.
Oh,
of course
oh,
it is.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I play Far Cry 2 as much as Submit plays sports games, and it's honestly getting a little bit embarrassing now. But I'm doing it for the sake of this presentation.
So how is it?
It's what it is.
Is it better on the first aim
to
try?
How many zebras have you killed?
I have killed a lot of zebras. Initially, when I played the game, I was in the perspective of, like, all of God's creatures are worth saving, and now I'm just trying to get through the fucking game. So fuck it, all wildebeests can die, I don't care. I snapped a gazelle's neck because he went right in front of my car at the wrong time. I saw his neck snap and hit my hood, and I didn't care. I just kept going.
So you're saying that it wasn't Scar, it was you who killed Mufasa. That's
I am literally Mufasa. This game is now the Lion King next-gen sequel.
You guys are lucky we couldn't do 10-minute taste back when that shit came out, man, because I was a motherfucker. Like, I would set, like, shit on fire just to watch zebras burn.
If I can get that to fit into the Destructoid headline thing, that's going to be the name of this episode.
Man, shit, I will record that tonight. I still have Far Cry 2, okay? That's the new video. Is it too old? I don't think it's too old. Man, that shit's hilarious. I'll do a voiceover of me just, like, breathing heavily.
What? Okay. Submit, your turn.
Right, so I play the Dante's Inferno demo. I've already gone on enough about that. Also, a couple of other PS3 demos.
Did you guys know you can kill Buffalo in Red Dead Revolver? Or Redemption, rather, the new one?
Yeah, that was the only thing they showed us at the PAX demo. They're like, you can kill bunnies and buffalo and rabbits.
Just random animals running around, yeah.
Well, they know they're, can you
cook the buffalo afterwards?
I doubt it. I don't think it's Oregon Trail.
And there's a reason for this. And it's not just Oregon Trail, my man. Have you ever had buffalo?
It's bad.
Dude, it is super good. I had these things.
No, buffalo's sweet.
Yeah, man.
I've had
buffalo burgers. Yeah. Buffalo burgers with blue cheese, dude.
I have to try this now. I love me a good burger.
That's the only red meat I eat. I don't even know if that shit's red or not, but dude, buffalo. And I tell you where I have them, too. It's this little place called Vincent's, Indiana. They have this event called the Rendezvous. It's some celebration of the Revolution. And they have all kinds of weird food, like buffalo burgers and... Man, they make like fresh lemonade and shit, like which I didn't even know existed. Like who drinks like literally fresh lemonade, right? And they have
people
turkey
who
legs.
Like lemonade?
Turkey legs, man.
Street fairs or
dude, and get this, man. They sell corn on the cob, right? But they give you like this jar that you have to dunk it into for the butter. Like, of course I would never do this. It seems like so rad to like literally just jam your entire cob into like a bucket of butter and then like eat
it. Is that a euphemism?
Basically.
I'm glad Jim laughed about that before I could. I'm indebted to Jim.
Look, I'm just saying, man.
Oh,
that shit,
I want to make that my mobile phone ringtone. I'm jamming my car up into a tub of butter, man.
Yo, but then, like, while you're eating buffalo burgers, you can watch dudes with fake rifles pretend to shoot each other, and then you can yell at them while they're on the ground, tell them to get up and shit. which is an awesome pastime.
So back to what Sumit was playing.
Right. Oh, I forgot I was talking about something.
Then Brad wins if you actually forget.
Yeah. No. I was
Faith
playing,
has stopped dead.
I played a bunch of PS3 demos actually that had been sort of sitting on my hard drive for a while and I hadn't gotten around to, including Dante's Inferno. Well,
I find that hard to believe. So you've let a game go unplayed for a while.
Yeah. So I played the Ratchet & Clank Future Kraken Time demo. And it's the Clank demo. Like, well, that's the only demo they have, but it's called the Clank demo because you just play as Clank in it. And it's I had a really good time. It's the combat in that game is just like you hit square or whatever, right? But the new thing in A Kraken Time is these time manipulation puzzles with Clank, and I thought those were really really fun to work through. You know, there's different things that they throw at you, even in the demo, like this sort of bomb that you can throw that'll freeze time or slow down time inside it, and, you know, like recording your path. It's fun, and I really want to play the game, but I have to go back and finish the original Ratchet & Clank Future because I got that like the day it came out or something, or like really close to it, and I just played it once for like an hour or two and then didn't go back to it. Not because I didn't like it, just because I you know, moved on to other things. And
well, I think there's also something to be said for the fact that you didn't feel compelled to go back because it was so fun. Because that game is, I mean, it's really just you hit square a lot and then sometimes you hit R1 a lot. Mm. I really wanted to like Future, but it's too easy. It's too mindless.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back to it eventually, maybe.
Yeah, sure. If you play Ratchet & Clank before playing Portal, you're off the podcast forever. Forever.
Yeah, I'd be inclined to agree.
Yo, I still haven't played Portal, but I heard that game is dumb.
What do you mean you haven't played Portal?
He was the one who said it the first time.
Yeah, but it was overshadowed by you being you.
Yeah, I really do plan to play it this weekend.
Okay.
That's my goal.
I believe you, and I'm giving you a trial run of belief. If not, you're back in the same doghouse as Sumit.
Right, and if it sucks, though, man, I'm
if it sucks,
pissed.
I'll eat my hat.
I want you to YouTube.
What is this? A fucking Little Rascals cartoon? What the fuck is this? Just 1920.
Because I realized that Brad would probably arbitrarily not like it just because he found one glitch and that there was no PG-13 sex scenes in it. So I figured I needed to wager something.
Giving him the business, see?
No, if it sucks, Anthony will eat my Yankees hat.
Yeah.
Fuck Yankees, man.
Which he's had on his head for 15 years.
No socks.
All right, Jim. What have you been playing?
I also played the Trine demo, which was fun and makes me want to play the game.
I've covered that exhaustively.
Hopefully, I will get that.
Oh, hey, quick question. Because I forgot to bring this up earlier. In like the 8,000 episodes that I've missed in like the last couple of weeks, did we talk about the Bayonetta demo ever?
No.
Okay, because I played that and I quite like it. I wanted to bring that up earlier when we were talking about God of War clones and shit. But I quite like. I think Bayonetta reminds me more of like Devil May Cry than God of War, and it makes me really happy for that reason. Also, I played a little bit, a very 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 small amount of it at PAX, but having dug into the combat more, like I'm really looking forward to it now. It's also fucking crazy beautiful. Like it looks so good. I did not expect that out of platinum games.
Oh, so you. We're playing the 360 version, I presume.
Yeah. Why the PS3 is supposed to suck balls, right?
Well, no. I mean, it's I played the demo of the PS3 version here, obviously at home, but I played the 360 version at E3, and at E3 I was struck by how good that game looks. And then I played the PS3 version at home and
the
was.
The PS3 version looks like a cancer victim who's been smothered in shit.
The PS3
Jim,
version.
You sound like a cancer victim that's been smothered in shit.
Oh snap!
He's talking about your connection quality.
Yeah,
not your
accent. No. It's
your mic.
Is it bad?
It
should be.
Really, it's...
I should be coming through crystal fucking clear. What have you done, Sumit?
What are you downloading?
I'm not downloading anything.
Sumit, what have you done?
No, I just the PS3 version of that game. It looks fine. I'm exaggerating. You know, it's serviceable. It just doesn't look as good.
Was it low frame rate or something like that?
Yeah, the frame rate definitely chugs, especially in the boss battles. And the visual fidelity overall it's not as good as the
original game.
But gameplay wise, I still had a lot of fun with it. And it's just that game is like goofy in its.
Well, it's really that's a point. It's over
the
top.
It's goofy. Yeah, it's goofy over the top, and it's just fun.
I think it's beautifully so. Like it's the least apologetic of that type of game I've ever played.
It totally is. I mean, like, yeah, you have a game in which, you know, the final move of your combo is opening up a portal in which a giant, you know, stiletto heeled boot falls out of it and crushes your foes. Like, that's awesome.
Of your hair. Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say that is gonna already my game of 2010.
I have to ask.
My favorite thing about the game is that there's a button to make her do a funny, sexy pose. Her default walking movement when you're aiming a gun is strutting, and then you just do a sexy pose. Like, that's the greatest thing.
I don't get the beef other games have been getting, but Bayonetta doesn't get it. Like, remember when you talked to the developers, Jim, and they talked about the character, the design, and they said, like, what? Oh, this is how a woman would want to design Bayonetta?
Well, a woman did design it.
Right, but I mean, like, what was the line?
A woman designed it, and he said only a woman could have designed that.
Only a woman could have designed. And like, the thing that kills me is you talk about this a lot in gender studies classes, and I never see this kind of shit get jumped on. It's just the sheer objectification of, like, a female character like Bayonetta.
I think because it's more... Because I did a little rant on this, and I think it's because Bayonetta is more forthcoming about what the point of her is.
It's like when certain blogs on the internet who I'm not going to name, Kotaku, galleries of women with, you know, basically almost with their tits out, which is fine, right? I don't mind it when certain blogs, Kotaku, do that, right? But it's pretending you're not doing it for the page views. That's what I don't mind. Like, if I'm going to post tits on Destructoids, I will write, I am doing this for page views. Fuck you, readers, I hate you. Or something like that. Just be honest. Like, I hate all my readers, I don't respect them. And and I want them all to die. And I post pictures of women on Destructoid because I like masturbating. And I like page views.
But
so, that's the only reason I work. And I troll deliberately on the site and make up my opinions. And I really actually secretly think Assassin's Creed 2 is good.
If I can speak to Anthony's point real quick, I don't think how clear it is. I mean, you're arguing that it's so forward with what it does that it's acceptable.
Yeah, right? I'm arguing that whereas a character like Lara Croft is explicitly supposed to be, look at this strong female character, look at how smart and cool and capable she is, and she lives in a man's world, but she's making her own way, and she's nobody's bitch, when implicitly it's masturbate to Lara Croft. Yeah, masturbate to Lara Croft. Bayonetta is just masturbation.
When the Spice Girls did the whole girl power thing, even though they were manufactured by men for men, it's that kind of... Bayonetta isn't pretentious about it. It's like, you know, here is some ludicrous action gaming nonsense, and here are some ludicrously swaying hips and arse shots.
Well,
and
I mean,
and personally, you know, I don't complain about, you know, I don't complain about any kind of ism in a game or any form of entertainment if it's going to be upfront and not serious. So, you know, it's not actually saying I hate women. It's just saying, haha, sex in games, that is quite funny, isn't it? And yes, it is. It's hilarious. Misogyny is hilarious. Thank you, Platinum Games. And I agree with that.
On the subject of Lara Croft, though, I think we have to admit... I mean... okay, here's a chick with a Barbie doll torso, just massive breasts, who's an archaeologist who is no more academic than, like, a coy little girl. You know... She lacks an identity.
Well, I know, right, but that's what I'm. I think we're agreeing. But the story is trying to say that she's really cool and really smart, and she's a hero in certain ways in an otherwise man's world. But everything that the actual gameplay or her character or the presentation of the character says is completely contrary to what the narrative wants us to believe and what the developers want us to believe.
Exactly, it's pretentious, unlike Bayonetta.
I don't think the narrative, though, pushes the fact that she is an archaeologist in the slightest. I mean, Tomb Raider 1 starts with a nuclear blast.
Well, you're focusing on the archaeology thing. I'm focusing on the fact that it's you're supposed to think of her as a hero and a cool dude, and you know, basically a protagonist who you should respect alongside Indiana Jones. And there's nothing like she's a monstrous human being. She murders without hesitation people who probably don't deserve it. Her justification for doing the thing she does is really wonky. And above all that, she wears things that make no sense in the context that she's in. Other than to titillate the player.
It's not even so much, and I understand where you're coming from that, and I completely agree, and I have to mention, getting an archaeology degree probably isn't easy, but, you know, she's completely...
Well done, Lara Croft.
She's completely invisible. I mean, she is the absence of everything. She is a male role. I mean, she's a woman written by a male, right? I mean, she just takes over, like, these typical male things. And I don't think that's really helping. And in the same case of Bayonetta, I have yet to see any sort of progression. Yeah, just in terms of like female character, like who is she really?
Right.
And I don't think you can point to her and say, you know, this is a real woman, and here's why. Because she's
but
not.
I don't think anybody's trying to do that. Nobody's trying to do that.
The whole thing is that it's not trying to do that, and it doesn't.
Lara Croft pretends to do that. The point
is, no, it doesn't.
It does. At the very least, it doesn't do what Bayonetta does in that it doesn't put forth a tongue-in-cheek, sort of ridiculously over-the-top comedy thing. Bayonetta, if you look at the cutscenes and just the over-the-top nature, most of that game is comedy. Like, it's farce. Lara Croft does it so po-faced and so with this faux air of seriousness. And that's the major... That's the difference-maker between Lara Croft and Bayonetta. Is Lara Croft is presenting itself as something serious, whereas Bayonetta knows that it's ridiculous what it's doing.
Yeah, the gameplay itself, they're equally sort of guilty of being over the top or whatever. I mean, if you just took out all the story, then Lara Croft would be, yeah, what you're saying, a blank slate sort of character, because she shoots a shitload of people and jumps on a shitload of platforms. But the cutscenes and the story are trying as hard as they can to make you feel like she is an Indiana Jones equivalent and a cool, serious character who you care about and you really want her to get back with her family and that this is supposed to be emotionally meaningful to you, and it's just not, because you're masturbating.
Well, let me end my point with this, and that both these characters, regardless of how they're presented, are still just playing on typical male roles.
Yeah.
Written by males. And I'll add this, that they're no more complex than, like, Siduri the barkeep in Gilgamesh or something like that. And I still think that...
I think you're taking us agreeing with you and somehow turning it into some situation where you think you disagree with us.
Because you're putting an emphasis on how it's presented, but that doesn't change the fact that nothing is being pushed forward here.
Yeah, nobody's arguing that Bayonetta is good because in being less pretentious, she is more progressive. Nobody's saying that. They're saying that not everything has to be progressive. Not every game has to be passage. Sort of that sort of.
I wish no game was like passage. But no, I mean, if you buy Bayonetta expecting it to be fucking War and Peace, then you have no business buying Bayonetta. There are games out there that try and push forward the medium. There are games out there that give us complex characters, interesting characters. Some of them, you know, interesting female roles. Bayonetta is not one of them, has never tried to be one of them, doesn't pretend to be one of them, is not going to be one of them, has never told us it will be one of them.
All right. That's that sounds like a pretty good spot for a break. Everybody has gone.
Oh yeah, don't mind me with my
Jim didn't go and I wasn't done.
Submit. You're done now. But Jim's been talking. But anyway, please, Jim, continue. What have you been playing?
I have been looking forward to talking about Call of Cthulhu all day.
You've been playing Call of Cthulhu?
Yes, I've been playing. I've been trying to play Call of Cthulhu.
Oh, please tell.
Let me tell you the whole story. It's not like a submit story. Don't worry, we'll be done before dawn. Basically, I downloaded Call of Cthulhu a couple of weeks ago, started playing it, and every time I pressed a key, the Microsoft, hey, you're pressing the wrong key, dipshit noise comes up. You know, the whole glom, glom. So I'm moving forward, and I'm just getting glom, 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 glom. I move back, glom, 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 glom. Move left, glom, 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 glom. Pay attention to me, I'm Windows 7. And I deleted Call of Cthulhu and never played it again until a couple of days ago, when I said, you know what, I've heard this game is good and sort of scary and everything, so I'm going to try it again. I'm going to be a good person and try it again, because after all, I can get like a billion free Steam games, so just download it, no harm, no foul. Downloaded it again. Played as far as getting stuck in a wall.
Because I remember that part.
Didn't trigger when it should have. Deleted the game again from my hard drive. 3 hours later, I was downloading it again. Because for some reason, I guess because it's Christmas, I felt merciful and decided, no, I will actually try it again. So the last time I played it, it crashed. I have gotten as far as... I'm going to have to replay a huge chunk to get back to this point, but I've managed over the span of 2 weeks to get as far as... when you go into your hotel room. Yeah, that is as far as I've
That's
got.
The best part of the fucking game.
And it crashed just as I got to the hotel room.
Oh, for Christ's sake. That's like watching Star Wars and then having the tape eat itself before the Death Star run. Like, that is by far the best part of the entire game.
I've got about 10 minutes. I've probably got to replay about 10, 15 minutes to get back to it. No big deal.
Okay.
But I wish you could sort of skip conversations, because I don't need to hear it again. Especially with the fact that every character in the game sounds like Freddy Krueger. is kind of, you know... Hey, you're not supposed to be down here. Sweet screams. I love the atmosphere of it. I just hate the fact that it's the ridiculously buggy piece of shit that it is. But, I mean, it says a lot about the game's atmosphere and potential to me. That I have deleted it twice and downloaded it 3 times and I'm still playing it, even though it crashes all the time and fucks up and sticks me in doors and makes the glom noise happen. So those problems aside, I'm you know, interested in it, and I hope it will turn into something good. And while I'm on the subject, while I mention PC games, I'd just like to give a little round of applause to the spam troll who has taken over the Destructoid Steam group. So that when I went out today and then came back, I had 12 notifications on my taskbar saying, lick my period blood, new Steam event. And about 10 minutes ago while we were doing this, just an endless stream of
horse
notifications.
Dick.
Saying horse dick, yes.
Horse dick.
So, well done to you.
Now you understand why I was stuttering when I couldn't decide who had gone and who hadn't, because while I'm playing Far Cry 2, I'm seeing horse stick scroll up the screen.
Yeah.
I'm killing Africans in the foreground, and in the background I'm getting horse stick. Bloop, I'm hiding in the lower right-hand corner of your screen. That one was actually pretty clever, but otherwise...
Poor Anthony, trying to kill some Africans and someone just...
Now you're playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. I'm still on
you
scene.
You shut your goddamn mouth. I am doing no such thing.
Yep. Okay. Is that all? Ready for a break, everybody?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We'll take a break then. Break.
I also played Shatter.
This week on the GamerCast Network. On Sarcastic Gamer Red, the crew cracks Tiger Woods jokes as they discuss the averageness of Operation Flashpoint 2 and Lotto's ass-grabbing Army of Two adventure. On episode 82 of the Post-Game Report, Paul from the Video Game Jocks joins the crew for a descent into Dante's Inferno. On Sarcastic Gamer Pink, the ladies discuss pets, sagging body parts, and Peggle Knights. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.
Hey, welcome back to PodToy. Check this shit out.
I'm never letting you do that again.
No.
I love it when he does that.
No. Yes, let's have him do that all the time, please.
Absolutely.
Yo, you gotta come in here pumped, son. Reverend Anthony. Fear 3, what do you think?
I don't know what you said.
Four Star Car, Fear 3.
That could be fun.
Fear
Topher, Fear 3.
Oh, the game? I thought you were just doing some weird word rage, like Fear 3 is the level that you have to be that like
you
cool PodToy listener. You gotta be like Fear 3 to bring the shit to this PodToy that you need to, motherfucker. That's what I thought you were saying.
You're fucking up my shit. Topher!
No.
Jim Sterling, you wrote the story. Fear 3.
It could be good.
It could be good. You know, the problem is,
you scared Jim into being laconic. This is ridiculous.
I don't even know what that word means, dude. I'm going to have to look that shit up. But anyway, I'm thinking Fear 3.
If he was the host, Podtoid would be like 10 minutes long.
Totally.
That's kind of awesome.
I'm super, super impressed right now. This is really fantastic.
I'm mad at the second one for not being good.
Because
I thought it was going to be good and it wasn't.
Yeah, I'm with you
on
that.
So the third one gets the curse.
I hated the first one and thought the second one was
still on quick hits.
Gosh, shut up. Just let him go. Let him go. Let it flow.
I was just saying, I did not like the first one at all. I played the second one and was genuinely impressed. I don't know what it does, because it's kind of very polarizing. You've got people that say it's really good and people that say it's really bad. But I'm curious as to what it does wrong that people aren't liking it.
And for a little context here, what exactly happened? It's just a resume of an artist, right? We saw a game called Project Hades. And
this guy was an artist for Fear 2 and its DLC. And he also listed he's working on something for the PC, Xbox 360 and PS3 called Project Hades. And obviously since he worked on Fear 2 and all of its content, and Fear 2's subtitle is Project Origin and was for a long time just called Project Origin, it's very reasonable to assume that Project Hades is Fear 3, especially when you add it to previous rumors of a leaked Warner Brothers list that listed Fear 3 for 2010.
That's convincing evidence. Here's what I think. I think, what was the bitch's name?
Alma.
Alma. Okay, Alma would be pregnant, and that's fucking weird. So the game is going to be...
honestly, if you just take that sentence out of context and make that the review of Fear 2, that's my complaint with Fear 2. Alma be pregnant, and that's fucking weird. 4 out of 10.
Fear 3 should be... That should be the subtitle. It should be Fear 3, Alma be pregnant, and that's fucking weird.
that's the thing, right? So, I mean, I don't know if, you know, like, spoilers or whatever, but, like...
Dude,
she did it. Right, she rapes you at the end of the game?
Rapes you at the end of the game and impregnates herself with your child. Yeah. But I didn't understand it at all until I looked it up on GameFAQs, because I didn't realize that, because it's like PG-13 rape, because it's just quick flashes of her going, while you're sitting in this chair, and at the end she has you touch her belly, and then your controller rumbles. So I didn't get that until I looked it up on GameFAQs, but... Yeah, she impregnates her.
When you impregnate someone, you know, their ovaries rumble.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Quick hit question. How much money would it take for you to impregnate Alma? Anthony.
Enough to make the rest of my family and the world safe from her, because she rapes the world.
I don't know, dude. I'd do it.
How much?
She's overrated, right?
No, she's perpetually in a state of, like, being... 14, isn't she?
Oh, in that case, I'd do it for fucking free.
Aaron, how much?
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. I don't know.
Dude, I would say about $200, because then I could get a Nintendo Wii. I need one of those.
You would have sex with a 14-year-old test subject to get a Wii.
Come on, she's not really 14. Right? I mean, come on. I mean, she's
what do you mean? What do you mean? Come on. That's not an argument. You're just saying it a bunch of times.
If she's old enough to telekinetically rape you, then I would assume that.
Oh, it was her fault for wearing that short skirt.
Tell it to the judge.
I think by New York State law, I mean, I'm sure that's cool. Like, I'm sure it's on the book. if she could telekinetically rape, you must acquit.
I think Brad is the new host of Podtoid.
Yeah.
I'm done.
New story. Hey, sand morality appeared to be central in Spec Ops The Line. Earlier today, I took a look at the press release 2K Games sent out about Spec Ops The Line, the big VGA reveal. And the thing it talked the most about was how fucking functional the sand was, right? So it's kind of like Fracture, where, like, you'll just be walking around and then you can deform the sand, or it swallows you and you fall into buildings and shit. But it also talks a little bit about battlefield morality, or just at least that psychological factor that appears to be in the game from the trailer, because you hear Who isn't, by the way, I wrote the story all fucked up because I messed up the names. Like, the person who's talking in the trailer isn't a playable character. In fact, it's not even the character that's on screen. It's the dude you're trying to save. Anyway, he's calling you Captain, and he's talking about, like, you know, the line, right? And this is where they get the subtitle, which is, like, this weird edge where you pick good or bad things to do while you're in combat. Sounds pretty cool. It's being done by Jaeger, who has only done one other game, and apparently it sucks. I'm not really sure. Like, it's really old. I haven't seen it. Have any of you guys seen their other game?
No. But it's important to remember that Rocksteady's other game before Arkham Asylum was Urban Chaos, which was also not good.
Right, right. And I'm not saying they can't do it. I'm just saying, like, it's there. You know, and they got handed this series, which has obviously been treated terribly. But I'm still interested in the game. I hate to talk of all the terrain deformation and stuff. Like, that doesn't interest me.
That's not going to happen.
But,
like,
but if
dynamic
they play them...
sand, where you can go through into buildings, and battlefield morality, they're just things people have said. That's not going to be in the game. I guarantee you.
I don't know,
you can
man.
Have my cock, Brad, in a jar, right? If the dynamic sand and the battlefield morality works as currently advertised and as brilliantly as they say.
What is,
I will,
is that like Foxy Brown cock in a jar?
I won't even cut it. I will pull it off.
I don't even know what Foxy Brown is. Quick hits. Anthony, Foxy Brown, good or bad?
It's a good movie. It's got Pam Grier in it. Pam Grier is good. It's
Aaron,
a precursor to Jackie
Brown.
Hell yes, I guess.
Sports.
You bet your ass.
Topher.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Jim Sterling, you're British. What does that mean? Tell me what that means.
There's a level of pacing and assertiveness that I don't think any of us are accustomed to. Right? You have to understand, like, we're
this is worse than that time I interviewed Jack Thompson.
I feel like I'm being telekinetically raped.
Yeah, exactly.
You
I'm being
quit.
Violated with quickly strewn words. It's just, it's insane.
Here, I'll have the last word. I'm telling you, Spec Ops might be good if they play that stuff right, because that trailer sounded lean and mean, man, and I really want to see that shit in action. Army 2 demo, that's going to happen. Jim, you wrote the story. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Demo is
this is
happen.
The funniest pod twit I've ever been on.
That's, you just gave us the story. That's all there is. You just said it.
Brad
Dates?
Brad
oh,
is
God.
He's a paragon of efficiency. This is awesome.
Jim Sterling, Dates.
It's like being on the McLaughlin group. It's
Brad,
amazing.
You just made a fantastic Nazi.
I take that as a compliment. Anthony, what do you think? Me being a Nazi? Quick hit.
I think it's very likely.
Aaron, what do you think?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm going to start laughing if I say anything more.
I'm gonna skip sports. Jim.
Anthony, I think your job is.
I am over. I resign as host of Podtoid forever.
Look, okay, December 17th is the day the demo drops. I'm actually pretty excited about this game. I kind of like the first one, to be honest.
You're
really
the only
do.
One.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
And it's because of the co-op. It's not because of the mechanics. Like, I hated that fucking aggro mechanic. I thought that was the dumbest thing they've ever done. And I hated the gold guns, and I hated the whole, like, tone. Like, that shit was weird. You're just sitting there pounding your brother's hands and shit, like... What's up with that? Like, I, you're shooting bad guys, you're a mercenary, you're in a real bad, fucked up situation, and you're like, hey, brother, hit me in the fist. Right?
Who's
kill
better,
this guy.
Who's
no,
better,
there
Brad?
There was a butt pad, though, right? Now, that I can get behind.
Behind!
Who's better, Salem or Rios?
Quick, I don't even know which one's which.
Nobody knows which one's which.
I think Rios is the smaller one.
There's
though.
The one with the skull mask, and then there's the other one with the skull mask that's slightly smaller than the first one. That's all.
But it looks like they're getting the tone a little bit better. Like, the early previews indicated that they were cutting a lot of that shit out. But I've come to find out recently through more preview coverage that they haven't cut it out. It's just completely optional now. Like, you won't see any of the fist pounds or anything unless you initiate them yourself.
Like, I like how they're treating Brotocol as if it is, like, porn in a Leisure Suit Larry game. Like, you won't find it unless you really look for it, man. Don't worry about it. I don't want to offend nobody.
I have a question. Are you then implying that in the first game it was mandatory? Like, you had to fucking...
It was. There was always dialogue that was pretty much just, like, throwing this in your face that these guys are bros and it's totally cool and... Everything. Yeah. Every time you did anything, it was pretty much there. But at the same time, I did think it was kind of interesting in a completely unintentional way of the game being so fucking stupid about thinking that it's funny to bump fists after killing a bazillion people that it accidentally became like a critique of PMCs like Blackwater and stuff that have been accused of being pretty monstrous in, you know, in Iraq and stuff.
Yeah, and that's a heavy subject.
Yeah, somehow I don't think that's what they were going for.
I'm sure they weren't, but I like it. It always became interesting.
Didn't the first game come out right when the Blackwater scandal really took off?
Like, it was close, but then it was held back. Remember, they held back the review copies after they sent them out for like 2 months so they can rebuild the game.
Because
it was like, I think, okay, here's what I'm just going off of. I know this will sound weird. I think it was like too gay or something like that. Like, they had the mechanic where like you could boost your buddy up, right up a building, except like his crotch was in your face. Like when you did it, like it was a bunch of like weird stuff that I guess some reviewers weren't comfortable with. So they're like, all right, let's fix all this. And I guess the mechanics weren't that solid either. But
what
that's
the fuck kind of reviewers like message the company and say, you know what, this game's a little bit too gay. I don't know if I can review it. Who the fuck does that?
No, it wasn't just that. I mean, they also...
I don't know, Jim. Who does that?
But they also fixed up some mechanics and stuff, because I guess it was a little janky, which is fine. But I just remember the sticking point was like, man, this game is really awkward to play. Like, I remember reviewers saying that at the time. But this game looks a little bit better. They got the different tone, right? The game starts off with a big explosion. They still don't play off the PMC thing, right? Like, I really wish this game was a little bit more serious than what it was.
You just said... But you just said it starts off with explosion. How serious is this game?
Well, they're PMCs, dude. Jesus.
It's a terrorist bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, the terrorist bomb. Good people. So it's not a fuck yeah, it's explosion. It's an aw explosion.
Yeah, exactly. I guess. Sorry.
I should just point out that the first Army of Two also looks brilliant in trailers.
Yeah.
At least, I mean, I thought it looked really good, and then in practice, you know, reviews and criticism seems to be not as good as they said.
And there was a period of time when it was like, you know, we were all pumped about Castle Crashers and Left 4 Dead and Army of Two. It's like, oh my god, is co-op coming back? And Army of Two comes out, it's like, nope!
Yeah.
So here's the real question, though. Sports Soccer, I'm going to you first. Quick hit. Fist bump with the left bumper. Are you down with that, or do you want it to be the right analog stick?
No, it's got to be a button.
Yeah, it would Aaron, be a rip-off of God of War if it was the right analog stick.
True. Aaron, what do you think?
Pass.
Left bumper?
Yes.
You can't pass.
Yes, I can't pass. No! This question demands an answer! Whatever. Jesus Christ, I'm so confused right now.
Anthony, left bumper?
Left bumper.
Fist bump? What do you think, Jim?
It's called the left bumper, so obviously yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, and plus I always use the right bumper to throw grenades. So, Rage, being published by Bethesda Softworks.
Really quickly.
No, shut up. Before we move on, go ahead, Submit. I'm sorry.
you talked a lot about tone, Brad. I hope I'm not confusing it. EA Montreal is making Army of Two, right? And they're
right.
Are they the ones? They're the ones who came out and said like, oh, we wouldn't have done the airport level in Modern Warfare 2, right? That was a story that happened this week, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Did he? Well, Jim, tell us more.
The Army of Two producer said that. First of all, he commended Infinity Ward for having, like, being gutsy and giving it a go, but said probably went a bit too far. Didn't help that it was leaked without context, and that EA probably, well, he didn't say probably, he said they wouldn't have done it, and it just probably went a bit too far.
Hmm.
And you know what? That level is kind of fucked up, and you have to be a special developer to handle that right. And I don't know if these Army 2 guys are ready for that yet. And they might be. I don't know. But the last game...
Arguably, Infinity Ward wasn't ready for that shit.
Army of 2 would get, from me, a 10 out of 10 if they put no Russian in Army of 2 verbatim.
They should put
the exact same level, but after every civilian
they put,
you
no, no, no.
Down,
they should put no Russian in Scribblenauts 2.
you fist bump over the civilian corpses?
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds
there's
great.
A,
okay,
there's
Rage.
A Starlight hidden in the middle
no,
of
no,
the
no, wait, wait, wait. Before we move on, I just have one thing I want to address.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. So let me go over this one more time. Apparently some people thought Army of 2 was too gay. Really? Is that really true?
That's what I was hearing around the time when the reviews were pulled, like the review copies.
Because I'll tell you something, if the two, what are the guys' names? The dudes?
Salem and Rios.
Salem and Rios.
Salem and Rios. If Salem and Rios were overtly gay, I would buy the fuck out of Army of Two, 40th Day, whatever. Like if not like stereotypically, you know, Brian's cousin and Family Guy gay, not like that. I mean like if you know, you spend a lot of time with a dude on the battlefield, right? And it's, you know, you're watching their back, they're watching yours. There's a really close connection there. If they were both gay, and like every now and then they just say like, "Hey man, I don't know what I'd do without you," and he's like, "Man, I don't know what I'd do without you. Oh, I can't wait to get you home." Here's like that kind of shit. I would be all about that
yeah,
shit.
I would. Well, if you just, little... instead of fist bumping, you just give each other a little kiss.
Yeah,
I'm honestly something. At the point where I am so glad that Dom's wife subplot has been solved in Gears of War 2, just because I want them to take the gayness out of the achievements and make it overt. I want every game of that type to involve hardcore men making out.
Here's something yeah. that might blow your mind.
Oh, Dom, I'm chucking like, a friend like, down your grub hole, Dom. Like, oh, yeah, you fucking romance. Love it, Dom,
like,
you bitch.
Like making out or something, even if it wasn't like, oh, we're gonna go back and fuck. If it was just like, man, you know, I love you, right? And he's like, yeah, I know, I love you too, man. You know, whatever. If it was just like that. Just make it as gay as possible. It would be awesome.
There Aaron, we go. Last
Aaron,
word.
How the fuck could you talk normally while I'm doing this? Fucking dumb up the ass.
Hold on.
Dude, I didn't hear a word of that. Are you serious? Is that what you were doing?
Here we go. Right here. Brad Nicholson time. Boom. Okay, historical fact. This one might rock your world. You have to go back and watch 300 tonight with a different view. Spartans, when they were at the barracks, they were so close. Partners. They were homosexual. I mean, that's just how they practiced. I mean, that's what made the phalanx so well. I mean, they were a cohesive unit, right? So they always hung out together, and they eventually loved each other. And the kicker here is
they had cohesive units.
They were forced
unit.
To get wives. They were forced to get wives. They didn't want them, but they had to do it. So there you go.
Brad, did you hear what I said about cohesive units?
I've also heard that a lot of their sort of energy in battle came from not wanting to disappoint their soldier / sexual partner who was
Absolutely.
Next to them. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, they spent all day with each other for like over 30 years. Of course they came to love each other. I mean, it's just how their culture worked. And if you think about it, I mean, that's why they were so dominant.
And of course, in the movie, they use boy lover as an insult against the pussy little bitches, the liberal little bitches who don't want to kill everyone in the world.
Which is totally ridiculous because, you know, and Herodotus points this out, the Athenians made fun of them for that. Like,
yeah.
It was the other way around. Even though the Athenians, of course, had their own little flings in their bathhouses. But anyway, Rage, Bethesda Softworks, being published. Reverend Anthony, what do you think about that?
I don't know what Rage is.
Rage is a post-apocalyptic
shooter.
I've already played Fallout 3.
This is a little bit different. EdTech 5, it's a little bit more open world, like in terms of like Grand Theft Auto.
It's a little bit more open world than Fallout 3?
No. What I'm trying to say is it's more of a traditional open world title, like kind of like a Grand Theft Auto thing.
It's,
except
well,
it's
Rage.
It's Fallout.
First-person shooter.
Yeah, it seems to me like Fallout 3 with vehicles, because there's a lot of
No. But hold on. Let's make this clear, though. There's nothing RPG-ish about Rage, except for the fact that a lot of exploration, open shootery kind of stuff. It's more like.
But there's also a lot of like there's a big part of it apparently is like you know building a vehicle or whatever and then racing it.
Like Borderlands? No, that's not Borderlands at all.
No.
Now,
get your rad. Yeah, sorry.
I wouldn't trust that vehicle mechanic until you saw it, because I tell you what, it's never fucked with anything like that. But Bethesda Softworks is now publishing that. ZeniMax acquired the rights from EA Partners, which is the natural progression of things, since ZeniMax acquired it June or July. But, you know, that's interesting to know. I thought it was cool, because I was still wondering, actually, if it was still an EA Partners game. Somebody in my comments told me that they learned about this 6 months ago on Edge. And let me tell you what, dude, whatever future magazines that you're getting, fucking send them to me. Like, I want your time machine. I want whatever. What do you think about that, Topher? You want a time machine?
Yeah, maybe. I could get a dinosaur.
Dude, yeah, dinosaurs. And okay, all right, so last one of the day, Metacritic's top 10 game of the year. Jim, you covered that. You remember that stuff?
Not really, it was ages ago.
Actually, I'm getting a 500 error, so apparently Detoy being down sucks. What'd they pick, like Modern Warfare?
I'm looking at it right now, actually. But
this is the best Podtoid ever.
So
it really is. No,
I'm just
going to
make
awesome.
Up the top 10 list. Modern Warfare, Borderlands, what?
Borderlands isn't on there.
Left 4 Dead 2, I'm sure,
that's
is on there.
Not
right?
on there. Not
best
on there.
Game ever. Okay, no. What is it? Like iCarly? Tell
no,
me.
That,
tell me what the
that,
list
that,
is.
That's on Nick Chester's list, though.
Okay, give us the top 10 list, sports. Now, 5 seconds.
So, Uncharted 2 what? Among Thieves, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 on the PS3, Street Fighter 4 on the PS3, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 on the 360, Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars on the DS, Braid on the PS3, Street Fighter 4 on the 360, God of War Collection, PS3, Batman Arkham Asylum, Xbox 360, and Forza Motorsport 3 on Xbox 360.
Oh my god, they put God of War Collection on? All right, next story. We're going to go to user
It's not like what they think are the best games, it's just the best. The games with the best Metascore.
The ones that got the best reviews, like, on average.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, God of War Collection, that shit came out forever ago.
It came out like 2 weeks ago.
I don't get how Batman Arkham Asylum is listed for the 360 when it's better on the PS3.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell the deal is with that.
Because more people probably asked for the 360 build.
Those people are fucking morons.
I'm just telling you. I mean, I'm sure that's what's going on. So
is it better or just because it has the DLC on PS3 or the free?
It has the free Joker shit that isn't on the 360 and never, maybe never will be, because I think they're done with their fucking free DLC and the Joker pack was not a part of it.
Okay, let's talk about quick hits here. What's a better controller, PS3 or Xbox 360? Anthony, PS3. Go.
PS3.
Aaron.
Xbox 360.
Sports.
A combination of both.
What? Topher.
PS3.
Jim.
360.
See, okay, we got an even split. I'm going to break it with my 6 votes right now. Xbox 360.
You don't have... better. Fuck it.
Okay, reader question. Zon Butler asks, now that a crossover has been confirmed, if the ability to choose 4 of the 8 L4D characters to play as in the DLC is available, who would you choose and why?
That doesn't
exist. I take Alice, Phil, Zoe, and Coach.
That guy's... he's wrong, though. It's not... you don't have a choice. It's you play as the Left 4 Dead 2
crossover
survivors.
Crossover was not... yeah, was not confirmed.
If...
no.
Wait.
Like,
so,
playable crossover is not confirmed.
Hang on that. No, he's just supposing. If the ability
he's
to
being
choose...
hypothetical.
Yeah, oh. Hypothetical.
I don't know what that
if
word means.
To choose 4 of the 8 L4D characters, which ones would you be?
Nick?
Anthony, go.
Nick, Ellis, Bill, and Francis.
Yeah, word. That's me.
Sports?
I've
Wait, you have a PS3. Topher.
I don't know.
Jim, what do you think?
I would probably say Nick. I'd probably say the same as Anthony.
Yeah, you know, I
Although
really
I
like want to
get
Bill.
Zoe in there, though. She's a nice dynamic.
True.
I love Zoe.
When you are
like,
someone who isn't Zoe, you can look at her and wank and masturbate it.
I would maybe take Zoe instead of Francis, but that's probably the only person I'd switch out.
I like Zon Butler's list. He chooses Ellis, Bill, Zoe, and Coach. Be honest, I would just pick 4 Bills. That's just
I'm surprised Coach has a place on anybody's list.
Yeah, and I don't know. That dude's just, like, big.
Wait a minute.
Like,
how is that,
thing.
Like, not an available mod yet? Like, the ability just to play with 4 Bills. I would love that shit. God damn it!
It's ridiculous.
Smoker!
Anyway, another Left 4 Dead 2 related question. Do you think... this is by Altor Ascariot. I can't pronounce these names. Hashtag Altor Ascariot. Do you think the announcement of the inclusion of the survivors from L4D into L4D a reaction to the general dissatisfaction players have with Rochelle and to a lesser extent Coach?
What? No.
I don't know.
That's retarded. No.
You have to plan that shit way far ahead. Time-wise, that doesn't make any sense.
No. The minute that they had that Left 4 Dead 2 was cooking in their little Valve brains, this was planned. Like,
I don't know. I mean, it could be a reaction based on the fact that surely when Valve was making Left 4 Dead 2, they had to think to themselves, nobody's going to like Rochelle.
Yeah.
Shit.
They knew halfway through that Rochelle was shitty, but they're like, you know what?
If
fuck it. Just follow through.
T-shirt. I guess we could try that.
I almost wonder, like, because we saw like the iteration between the characters in the first L4D. I don't think they just had that amount of time. And I'm not bashing the game because it came out quick or whatever, but they changed the characters in the original game. They had time to build on them. So maybe that's why they came out a little bit more fleshed out than, say, these 4 new characters.
I think they still had iterative design when it comes to these other characters. Because if you look at the thing about – if you look at the commentary when they talk about Nick was originally an escaped convict who had found a white suit and figured that if he was going to live out the apocalypse, he might as well do so in style. So he was like a straight-up like convict, and they changed him into a riverboat gambler and stuff like that. I think, you know – if there's a lot of things you can blame in terms of the characters not being as good in Left 4 Dead 2 as one in one, but I don't think the year schedule is necessary.
I don't know, though. I think it's possible, but I really thought that Rochelle was the only weak link in the chain. I mean, Coach, I think, is fine. I really do like Coach. But
really?
Nick,
I haven't heard him say anything interesting apart from even the albums, they ain't no good. That's the only thing I've ever heard him say.
He does a good thing where on the finale to Dark Carnival, you can get him up to the microphone on the stage and he'll sing.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard them. It might not be exclusive to Coach Tom. I may have heard someone else, maybe Nick, do it as well, but I definitely heard Coach sing.
Oh, that's awesome.
They do it all the time in the Destructoid.
I'll say this, though. Even if Rochelle and Coach are shit, you know, even if that's the assertion you want to make, Nick and Ellis are the best characters that Left 4 Dead has ever seen. Like, those two characters are my favorite characters in the whole series.
Yeah.
Ellis especially. Ellis is the greatest character in a first-person shooter ever.
Here's one Sports Star Car can get behind. VGA related, this is what we're going into. We've got two user questions. This one's from Richard Blaine. He asks, any possibility that a compelling show will ever get started that might try to cater to a different audience? Or are we doomed to the unrealistic hope that the show might stop trying to be a giant advertisement with unmotivated and unusual celebrity endorsements?
He kind of answered his own question.
Yeah. I don't think so. I mean, if you don't have a show that, you know, with world premiere exclusive trailers that Jeff Keighley tweets about or whatever, who's going to watch that? Who would watch an Oscar-style video game awards show on TV?
And, you know, at GDC, they have a close approximation to an Oscar-style award show, which is, you know, the Game Designer's Choice Awards. And it is, I mean, last year they had Tim Schafer to do jokes, and that was great. But otherwise, it's pretty fucking boring. And I say that as someone who liked a lot of the games that were in the running and was interested in it, but it was pretty goddamn boring.
I think at the core is just we don't give a shit about those kinds of shows. Like, even if video games had this kind of, like, prolific nature like that films do or whatever, and they're widely accepted or whatever, I still don't think our generation, the generation that grew up playing video games and shit, is really wants, like, an Oscar show. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit is straight boring. What do you think, Jim Sterling? You're British.
So I was looking at a red Domo toy on Tomopop. I'm sorry.
Yo, what's Domo?
Some guy. What are you talking about?
VGAs.
They were rubbish.
Yeah, totally.
Megan Fox won the best fucking performance in a game.
But she does look kind of good, though, right? I mean, can we all agree?
Anthony? Sorry, she should have won the best PS3 game of the year.
Quick hits. Megan Fox, action game of the year, yes, no. Anthony?
No.
Aaron, action game of the year, Megan Fox, yes, no.
Hell yes! Yes!
Yeah, Sports Star Car.
GTFO.
Topher, waffles or pancakes?
Waffles today.
Good.
Oh, man, that's a good
answer.
Yes.
What? All right, so second question about VGAs by Necrobabs. Take the announced games from VGAs and replace them with announcements you guys' hearts really desire. Example, take out True Crime and put in blank. Here's what I would do. I'd take out True Crime and put in Earthbound 7 because that means more Earthbounds were made beforehand. Anthony, what game?
Half-Life 2, Episode 3.
Nice. Aaron,
yeah, that.
Well, hasn't that technically already been announced? It's just in long
development. I haven't seen a single screen. If they announced it, that means they would have to show at least a fucking screenshot. And I haven't seen anything apart from that
There's one piece of concept art.
That concept art, yeah. Which is admittedly really epic concept art, but still.
It is. But it's the one piece of thing that you know that they... I mean, it's announced because you know they're working on it. You mean, like, if they were to announce, like, a release date?
Yes.
Because that would make me happy too.
No, but a VGA premiere would entail a trailer.
Yeah. And that would make me happy.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'd be up for that. Wouldn't it suck if they just showed the one piece of concept art that they already had released?
that would be amazing, actually.
And then Sam Jackson strolls out on the stage and just says, motherfucking episode 3, and then just walks away, and that's it for like another 4 years, you know?
Gordon Freeman is a bad motherfucker.
Gordon Freeman is a bad motherfucker. He got a crowbar. Episode 3! And then, bam, off the left. It just kind of strolls right back off the fucking stage. No release date, no nothing.
Wow. Hey, Aaron, that was an awesome Sam Jackson impression. They do
the same thing next year.
They just do it every year for like 6 years.
Yeah. Use your Sam Jackson voice and say, hold on to your butts. That's from Jurassic Park, guys. I watched that the other day.
It's
actually not that good.
What? Okay, say
what?
It anyway, Aaron.
Not that
say
good.
It.
What? Hold on. No, this is more important. What do you mean that Jurassic Park isn't very good?
It's just running away from dinosaurs.
Yeah!
But that's kind of the
fucking
the
Dennis
lore.
Nedry and Grant and hold on to your butts and it's fucking awesome. That movie's awesome.
Velociraptors that can open doors, man.
They couldn't really open doors.
Yeah, they could, man. They had opposable claws.
If I had my time machine, I could tell you.
Topher could verify that shit.
Okay, the Velociraptors' hands were stuck sideways in a sort of clapping position. They couldn't move. They couldn't even rotate the wrists.
Man, velociraptors have like jetpacks and shit like built inside.
Velociraptors are the size. Velociraptors were the size of a turkey and covered in feathers.
And dude, like they could fuck you up. I bet. Like that's the thing. Velociraptors
actually they wouldn't. They were carrion eaters. They did not attack.
Did you see what they did to that cow?
Yeah, but that is a Deinonychus. That is not a Velociraptor, you see.
I think
all movies should be exactly how they are in real life. You can't get a machine that can make you go to Mars. Ergo, Total Recall should be banned.
Well, I tell you what, dude. My dinosaur can open up shit. Sports Star Car, come on. What's your game? What would you substitute in? Madden 12?
No, because I already know that that's coming out. But... in 2 years.
It's like saying I want them to announce that the sun will rise tomorrow. Yeah.
No, I mean, hey, you asked me, right? So I would love to for 2K or for Major League Baseball to be like, fuck you, 2K. You made a bunch of shitty ass baseball games, so we're closing our contract with you. We're breaking it, and then EA comes out and announces MVP Baseball 2010 or 2011.
I don't understand why 2K doesn't kick their baseball team's ass. Like, okay, they've been making great basketball, great competitive basketball games for years. They've been making great competitive NFL games for when they're allowed to. And fuck, they even undercut Madden all to hell in 2005. What's up with their baseball? Like, why is the team retarded? Two words or less.
Oh, wait. Don't know.
I've got a really good one. You know what I'd love to see fucking announced? PS3 remakes of Metal Gear 1 and 2.
Not bad at all. Topher, what would you like to see?
Or Final Fantasy 6 DS.
Or 7.
Now fuck 7!
I am so sick of that.
6 DS.
Rival Schools.
Rival
6 Schools? PS3. Rival, not even like a sequel, just Rival Schools. They just come out and say Rival Schools.
Samuel is coming out, motherfucking Rival Schools!
This wouldn't be a very good...
Showman's got a bat, bitch!
This wouldn't be a very good VGA's like world premiere or whatever, but I would love for them to put out to remaster. You know, we've said this before. Remaster Eco and Shadow of the Colossus, like they did with God of War 1 and 2.
That wouldn't be a bad one. Jim, what do you think?
Shadow of the Colossus.
No, it would have been Shadow of the Motherfucking Colossus.
No. It starts with motherfucking Shadow of the Motherfucking Colossus.
Fair you enough. Guys are interrupting, Jim. You should feel bad. Every one of you.
What?
Jim, what game would you want announced?
But I didn't interrupt. I didn't start.
You were just about to.
You exist like several seconds ahead of everyone else.
You were going so fast.
Yeah, it's like Flash in Kingdom Come, where you like exist on a plane of existence, like far beyond Earth.
Yeah, this is how I go to the gym every day, boys. I'm this quick. Jim,
do you just go to the gym? You do one rep, go and then just leave.
As you're working out, it's already fucking done, bitch.
12-10-8, baby. That's what I live by, Jim.
Brad Nicholson's wife and son are already strangled, and he hasn't even met them.
Shit, they're in the back room. My first two.
My big VGA reveal would be Metal Arms Glitch in the System 2.
Nice. And I already said mine, so. Okay, we got a Nick Chester related question. Topher, this is for you, baby. In the wake of episode 128.5, could Topher please revisit his Nick Chester impression for a moment? It's all I could think of when I heard the man speaking last night.
No.
Say you really like Forza and you wish they would make a sequel in Nick Chester's voice.
I like Forza with him, make a sequel.
Love it. Tell me Heavy Rain sucks.
Heavy Rain fucks.
That one was very Beavis.
There's strength of orange juice.
I was just going to say, I love that Nick Chester does basically sound like Butthead.
Yeah.
It actually doesn't sound like him at all.
No.
It's funny, once and it sounded like Paul Stanley. So, I kind of went with it.
Whenever I think of Nick Chester's speaking voice, I just think of how he says my name, which is, he says Aaron. He goes, Aaron! Aaron! Aaron!
You sound like the wife from All in the Family.
I know, isn't it great?
I like the way he says broads. Like, he was talking last night about iCarly, and he said, like, there's two broads on the show, and he said it real funny. I can't even reproduce it. Can any of you?
No.
Man, I was listening to the podcast, I like to hear my own voice, and I really enjoyed what he was doing. I do that while I'm at the gym now. You guys know that. So.
You are literally Patrick Bateman in that scene.
Yeah.
You're just looking in the mirror, watching yourself fuck.
Yeah, flexing and looking at the camera, bitch.
I can't say that thought has not crossed my mind before, but I purposely keep the mirror out of my room. to be honest. Like, it's got to be really tough to live with me, because I'm so self-obsessed. But at the same rate, though, it's got to be amazing, because, dude, look at me, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying, like, good thing she's not in the room right now. She'd hear that and probably, like, I don't know, love me more. I know.
All I got to do is let you host, and all of a sudden your comic timing improves, like, tenfold.
I had a question.
Yeah, hold on. I got one more, and then we can go with a bunch of Twitter questions, because we got a bunch, and we got some time, because Brad Nicholson, he's fast. But not fast in that way, ladies. I'm only a one-man lady. One lady man.
You're one-man lady.
I'm a one-lady man. I didn't mean anything by that.
Can Potroid 130 just be Brad?
I'm going to edit out all of our responses.
At 134, 10, I fucked up real bad, so let's just cut that part.
No, I'm not cutting out anything that you said.
No, that was a joke, absolutely. Anyway. Okay, so hashtag immature, right, hashtag Yankees, says, at Podtoid, what superhero would you most like to see a game made for? I think that's a really interesting question. Anthony, why don't you kick it off?
I can't even remember who it was on the C-blogs, but somebody had an incredible idea for an open-world, mostly emergent gameplay-based Punisher game, and it sounded fucking fantastic. I cannot for the life of me remember who said it.
You know, I played a couple of Punisher games now. Most recently, the PSN release that shitty company that does cool games does. Like, I think it's called No Mercy or whatever. And man, you cannot fuck up that universe any more than they did.
Really?
So anything? Like, oh, dude, it is bad.
I thought it was just it didn't even have a story. I thought it was just characters shooting each other.
Have a story. It has like 6 single player levels, but it's all like the bullshit like boss or not boss, excuse me, bot mop. Multiplayer battles.
Oh, you know, they just pretend to be single player?
Yeah, so it throws like 70 bots at you, and it's like, kill these things in 10 minutes, and then you get a comic book pain that's fucking retarded. But anyway, yeah, that would be really hip. You can run around and be all like angry and vengeful, right? But anyway, Aaron, what would you do?
It's fucking Max.
Max? Is that the big purple thing on MTV?
Yeah, that motherfucker.
That would be kind of awesome.
The comic series itself was so not about just beating shit up, you know, but there were some really great fights in the Max. Like, you know, he fought a fucking giant hammerhead shark guy running around, and he fought the Pit, you know, it was fucking great. But no, it's, I think just in terms of, it'd be another game in which, like, just kind of wandering around the city, like, bouncing back and forth between the Outback and the real world and shit would just be badass. So, I don't know. I think that would be cool. Plus, the Max is, like, my favorite fucking superhero of all time, so.
It's true. Man, you guys are all going quick because you're all afraid I'm going to pull the trigger. Sports Star Car, what game?
I got a few. One, Brad Nicholson, but failing that, The Tick. True. Failing that, Freakazoid, and failing that, Quailman.
Well, what the fuck is Freakazoid and Quailman?
Whoa.
Oh, wait, hold on. Did you just vote fucking Doug on Podtoid? Is that what you just did?
That's a good... No, Submit did a good thing. The bad thing was Brad not knowing what Freakazoid and Quailman were.
Oh, yeah, Freakazoid. No. Well, hold on, wait. Oh, no. Stop. Hold on. Freakazoid, yes, I agree. That's a sin, and Brad should be stoned to death. But fucking, are you going to tell me, defend Doug? Is that what you're going to do?
Doug was a good show.
It was great, man.
No, it wasn't. It was mawkish, cloying nonsense. It wasn't funny. It wasn't dramatic. There was no point to that cartoon.
Doug was functionally retarded. You understand that, right? That's like the undertone. That's like the... That's the subtext of the whole show, is that no one would... Like, he was retarded! He was! And I'm not
here
saying, like,
the,
he was, I'm not saying, like, he was stupid. I mean, he was born with a chromosome deficiency. Do you realize that? Like, oh, God, I fucking
This is the only good thing about Doug. This is the sole good thing about Doug, right?
No. The only good thing about Doug was really
That is the only good thing about Doug.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. What is this?
It was a good. It was a Nickelodeon show. It came on after Rugrats.
Exactly. What? Tough act to follow, and it didn't even try.
Rugrats was good. At least we can agree that Rugrats.
We can all agree on Freakazoid then.
Yes.
I am so lost.
Yeah. Freakazoid is brilliant. But
I'm actually surprised that Submit said The Tick, because that was my what I was going to suggest.
Once,
Submit and I are in total agreement.
Yes.
Did you guys watch the live action Tick series?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's free on Netflix right now, the stream.
Yeah, dude, and Batman Well was in that.
Oh, shit. I gotta get on.
Oh, yeah, Batman Well.
Not to play Richard Albert.
I really like the live action stuff. I thought that whoever was playing the Tick was hilarious. I see him in commercials now. It makes me feel bad.
No, he's got a really good career. He's on Family Guy full time, and he was Kronk in Emperor's New Groove. And
oh, okay.
And he's Mormon, so I mean, he's doing better than most of them.
Wait, he's Mormon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, though.
Yeah, it is.
Does he believe like that gold comes out of hats in the ground or something? Like
I think
that?
I think that's exactly what he says when he goes to the meetings. He says, "Hi, my name is Patrick Warburton. Gold comes out of hats," and then they say, "Okay, well, you're Mormon." They let him in. That's the secret password.
He was on Seinfeld as well.
Oh yeah, he's Putty.
Yeah. Brad, just Google candle jet.
No, you have to say it, and then the next thing you lose, you disappear mid sentence.
Nice try, Scott.
Good try, good attempt though. I like where you were going with it.
Candle Jack. What? Is this some like meme that I missed out on or whatever?
Meme? It's meme.
What is it? Is that what you say? I don't say these internet
Min-may.
Words aloud.
That's Macross.
I thought you said Minme. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. There you go. Whoops. Good job, Jover.
Hey, you know, you win some, you lose some. I don't know what superhero I would pick, to be honest. Like, maybe Captain America. Because for whatever reason, I kind of like the guy. I mean...
Because you love America.
Yeah, totally. That, Captain America game, though, would be just as generic as, like, every other shitty, like, beat 'em up. Like, the thing about... I don't know. I love Captain America, and I wish they would do something cool with him, but, like... I think, like, foundationally, he's the same superhero that's been in 1,000 other superhero games. Like, you know, that it would be the exact same fucking game.
I think, though, if they followed his origins a little bit, like, if you were in kind of like an open world, like, World War One battle or whatever, like, that'd be pretty hip. Or was it World War II? I don't know when
he was in World War II.
Okay, I don't know when this dude took his pill or whatever, but I think that anybody who's, like, that fucked up to wear, like, or to take a pill that makes you, like, super huge, and then you throw, like, a metal fucking frisbee at things to, like, kill them. Or incapacitate. I don't know what Captain.
I want Tony Stark to indirectly kill you at the end of the game.
Well, see, like the thing is, like if they wanted to, like I think with any open world game, if you have like a really bent tone, I'll immediately buy into it. So like, let's say they make a Captain America game where Captain America is like an alcoholic and an abusive like father, and he's just like an asshole, right? And
that's the Iron Man 2 game.
Right. When the whole point of the game is like you to get high and like beat up bums so you can get their change that they've went out and like worked hard for all day and then buy more meth and sit in an alley and cry. Like that would be so awesome.
That's actually one of my favorite things about the Saboteur, because I was playing in front of Davis and I stole a car from someone, and it was a car that was like packed high with like suitcases and like furniture and stuff. And Davis is like, you know, cars don't grow on trees in 1942, so you just like literally ruin that person's life forever. Like you might as well just hit them with your car, because they're not going. They have nothing to their name now because you took it just so you could put a bomb in it and then run at a guard tower.
Leave it to Davis to be like little Jiminy Cricket on your shoulder.
That's their own problem anyway, though. Because you know how much money they had to pay to like go into the future and buy a fucking radio and then put that in their car.
I forgot about that,
dude. That would have cost a ton of money. That's all I'm saying. Like time travel isn't cheap. Isn't that right, Topher?
It hasn't cost me anything yet.
Dude, okay, well, you can go back in time and make sure it doesn't, so I think it's fine. But I'm saying, like, that shit probably costs some money, so I wouldn't worry about it too bad. And, like, that's the funnest, or that's one of the more fun things to do in that game, is to do the, like, the crazy, I'm gonna jump out of the car but blow up your shit at the same time business. Uh-huh. I used to do that in one of the Battlefield games. I think it was Battlefield 2, right, where you, and you could put, like, C4 on, like, the helicopters and stuff. Here's the thing that I used to do. This used to piss people off real bad. I would get in a helicopter, I'd be the driver. Then I make sure all my teammates get in there because they're all happy to be in the helicopter and shit. And then I'd go up in the air, like way up in the air, run it straight towards the building because they can't see, because they can only see out of the sides of the airplane, so they don't know what's going on. Then bail out, and like while they're realizing they're going down, you blow that shit up.
You're a bad person.
Funniest thing on the planet, dude. You should try it.
Oh, God.
But anyway, okay, so let's do some more Twitter questions, huh?
How long has this been going on?
Dude, it's been going on a lot. Check this out. This kid asked...
I'm scared to tell him to stop, so I'm just going to...
Do you ever record shows live? Yes, we do. We're doing it right now. Is this not
live? Can we just stop recording and go away? I think Brad will carry on talking regardless.
What? Am I doing a
bad job? I think he can have a power cut right now and still be... No, you're doing a fantastic job.
You're doing the best job anyone's ever done.
You're doing amazing. We're just like...
I think you're making podcast history. It's just a matter of we can't keep up to that level of... We can't match you.
Yeah,
okay. None of us are as enthusiastic as you are at like a tenth of your operating, you know, level. Like, okay, at 10% of Brad Nicholson, you are at 100% of the rest of us. You know what I mean?
No. I tell you, you guys kind of bum me out. I think you need to eat better. All of you.
That is probably
if I ate what you ate, I would be dead within a week from, like, hyper exhaustion, and, like, I would actually want to do things with my body and, like, have self-esteem. Like, my soul can't take that shit. I'd be dead.
Let's end on a bro-to-bro chat here, all of us together. Anthony, what did you eat for dinner tonight?
I can't remember.
Okay, see, now that might be part of your problem. I suggest you eat a little bit more starch, right?
Okay, no, I ate rice and eggs and chicken, a combination.
Okay, was it fried?
No.
Okay, that's actually a decent meal, man. Like, how much did you have? Do you have two helpings or what? You weigh like 5 pounds anyway. But...
Yeah, so it doesn't even matter. I had whatever is a helping for me, and that's like a snack for Adam Dork.
Right, yeah. I think you should be okay, though. I don't know why you don't have the energy. Because, I mean, that's... Right?
I have energy. I have normal person energy. What you have cannot be measured by man or God.
Well, rice kind of makes me bloated, though, so I usually stay away from it. Aaron, what do you eat? What did you eat tonight?
What did I eat tonight? What did I? I haven't eaten tonight.
Oh my goodness!
I don't know what I'm gonna eat tonight.
Okay, here's what I suggest you eat.
Well, it's fucking 7:30. Oh, it's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Here's what I suggest you eat tonight. I want you to get some steamed broccoli. I want you to get a nice baked potato and a little piece of salmon, like 150 calories or so. You're going to feel so fucking amazing after you eat this meal. You're going to be like, man, I wish I was still talking really fast on a podcast. That's how amazing you'll feel.
Okie dokie.
Sports Sarkar, what did you eat tonight?
I had pasta with, like, you know...
Dude, don't eat pasta ever. 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 Here's what we're going to do. We're going to switch out your pasta with...
you can't go back in time. You're not Topher. He already ate the pasta.
But he can next time he eats pasta, because he's eating pasta.
No, we can
before.
Do. We can hold it. We can hold him down. We can tear open his abdomen, and we'll get that pasta.
God, what's the vegetable that you can make pasta with? Like, it's weird. I think it's squash.
Every vegetable ever?
Well, no. Like, you can... God, what is it?
Zucchini?
Is it? No, it's not a zucchini.
Hey,
like,
as much as I'd love to continue like talking about Smith's diet, I gotta skate.
Right. Okay. Well, you have a great night. I'm broccoli.
Like, oh yeah, I'm sure I... Oh, God. Okay. Thank you, Brad. You did very well tonight. I'm going to go feel fat.
Okay. Well, anyway, all right. Smith, I think you should do squash. Topher, what did you eat tonight?
I haven't eaten yet.
Okay. Again, I say salmon and broccoli. Jim, what did you eat tonight?
A wedding cake garnished with a chop.
Oh, man. Jim. That's worse than pasta.
That is the understatement of the decade.
Brad is like, where do I begin?
Listen, I think you should have...
I just like putting chops on top of wedding cakes instead of the little bride and groom and eating it all with no clothes on.
I think there is great value in fish, and I
sometimes like going into a bath and ordering 15 pizzas and then taking all my clothes off and getting in the bath with the 15 pizzas, rolling around in it, pouring Coke on myself, burping.
Well, here's an idea. Get the wheat crust next time. That knocks off about 20 calories per slice. It's not a lot, but it's a little bit.
But it's also disgusting.
No, it's not, dude. That's in your head.
It's not in my head. I'm not arbitrarily deciding that things are bad. I want to like healthy food. It's just healthy food doesn't taste good. That's why it's healthy food.
Yeah. Get it in your head that you have to psych yourself out. Get in your head this shit's fine.
I as you can see from this podcast, I obviously am not as good at psyching myself out as you are. Look, you were the psych master.
No. My mom had sugar in 10 years.
Brad, yeah. Sometimes I get Sara Lee cheesecake and stick it right up my ass to get it into my stomach faster. Do I have a problem?
You know what? I don't even know if it died. I don't even know if it can work into your bloodstream then, so maybe not. Like, maybe you're saving yourself a little bit by doing it that
way. Well, at the same time, I am intravenously having Dr. Pepper. I've got it in a drip. Into my artery.
Diet Dr. Pepper, but like the cherry kind, is fucking good. Like, you can't even tell the difference.
That's actually
Brad Nicholson,
true.
Brad Nicholson, I once went to a dentist and had them remove all my teeth and replace them with Jolly Ranchers. Do I have a problem?
I like that one. You know, like, if you want dentures later, then no. I guess not. I don't know. What are we doing still?
Brad, why are you asking me? You are host now.
Oh, I'm still
part of the show.
Brad Nicholson, actually this is a serious one. I used to take baked beans and mix them up with pasta to have pasta beans, which I call Jim's pasta beans. Was that wrong to do?
Yeah, that's not too good. Do you still do that? I've never even heard of that.
No,
before.
It's worse now. I'm in America. Fucking hell, I went overboard. I used to say this, right?
If somebody in America saw you doing that, they'd go, oh, are you on a diet?
Especially in Mississippi. It's awful. When I was in Britain, right, eating kebabs all the time, right, I said to myself, right, I will go to America and get married, and that will make me care more about my appearance. Total lie. It makes you care even less. And I said, I will go to America and go on a diet, and it will be good. But they have new restaurants that aren't in Britain. You know, everywhere you turn in America is a new restaurant you haven't been in yet. They do this thing out here in America, right? I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called a buffet. Right? You give them a set amount of money, right? That's it. That is it. You're square. You are square with Ichiban. You are square with Ryan's. You're square. Then you can eat whatever you want. It is like stealing, but you are allowed to do it. And it doesn't matter that they give you a small plate and put the lights up really bright so everyone can see how much you're eating. If you're fat, you don't care. They already know that you eat cake with a chop on it. You don't care. Brad Nicholson, I have massive tits and I want to stop.
Well, but I tell you what, man. We can get you to the gym. We'll turn that shit into muscle.
Brad, make food stop being nice.
Okay, so on that note, we'll close out PodToy, and I gotta give you guys all the listeners out there, never eat Chinese food. That's the worst shit you can have.
That's what you're talking about.
That is the best food.
Chinese food is great. What's wrong with Chinese food?
If it's steamed, it's great.
No, that shit is packed because of all the stuff they put in it. It's
Brad, don't say that. Brad, I like the Chinese buffet and eating all the food in it until they tell me to go away because I've made them bankrupt.
Well, you see, like, that's probably a good thing, because then you can't go back.
I can't eat Chinese food. It's got sesame chicken, Brad. It is chicken with sesame, and it is well nice, and it is in this sauce. And Brad, sometimes my heart tells me it's in pain, and my kidneys sometimes feel like they're kicking me. But I like sugary food, Brad.
Look, it's, you and me. Together, we'll work on this, okay? Next week will be amazing. All right?
That's like therapy.
I will, baby. I will. Thank you for joining us for PodToy 148.
I don't want diabetes, Brad.
Thank you for listening to PodToy number 129. I have been what was previously a host. Your host was Brad Nicholson, and thank you to Aaron Lindy, Jim Sterling, Samit Sarkar, Tover Cantler, and Brad Nicholson for everything. And thank you for listening. If you want more of this horror, then you can message us at podtoid@destructoid.com or email us. You can go to our Twitter, which is twitter.com/podtoid, or you can go to the Destructoid forum, which is destructoid.com/forum. And we have a PodToid forum there. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you're as exhausted as I am.
Man, am I that fast?
Yes!
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't know that was bothering you guys. Like,
it's not bothering us at all. It was just mind-blowing to see how I am such a slow and ponderous and boring host that I made you comparatively slower than you usually are in your natural element. So to just take the leash off and just see you fucking sprint around the world so fast that you reverse time and Lois Lane isn't dead anymore.
Like, we took the weighted gi off of you, and then you were Super Saiyan off podcast.
It's pretty much what it was.
Yeah, I'm just struck dumb. I'm